Prominent historians and their perspectives. The four historians we have selected for study are amongst the best known in antiquity: Herodotus and Thucydides, who wrote in Greek and lived in the 5th century, and Livy and Tacitus, who lived during the Augustan era of the Roman Empire, circa 1st century BCE to 1st century CE, and wrote in Latin. The 5th century BCE is often regarded as constituting a classical age in the history of Greece in general and Athens in particular, while the Augustan era is viewed as marking the heyday of the Roman Empire. Herodotus probably lived between 484 to 425 BCE. He was born in a Greek colony in Asia Minor, but traveled widely through parts of West Asia, including Palestine and Babylon, North Africa, especially Egypt, through several islands in the Mediterranean Sea and in mainland Greece. His writing is marked by a deep admiration for Athens, and in fact, his work can be understood at least in part as being an attempt to memorize what he regarded as the historic victory of the Greeks over the Persians, a contest that he visualized as one between civilization and barbarism. Thucydides. Thucydides' association with Athens was even closer. He was an Athenian and served as a general, although a somewhat unsuccessful one, during the Peloponnesian War, a conflict between Athens and Sparta that lasted for about 30 years. This was a war in which most other Greek states were also embroiled as supporters of one or the other. After his failure as a general, Thucydides was evidently exiled and spent several years amongst the states that were hostile to Athens. His work reflects his rich experience in a variety of ways. Herodotus and Thucydides were thus products of what has often been projected as the classical age in the history of Greece in general and of Athens in particular. We know from other sources that this was the age of philosophers such as Socrates and of playwrights such as Aeschylus, Sophocles and Euripides. The works of the historians do not, however, directly reflect these cultural developments. What we find instead is a preoccupation, especially in Thucydides, with militaristic activities. In fact, if these histories are rich in detail, they are also marked by an extremely narrow focus. Indeed, there are times when the present-day reader cannot help but wishing that these writers had devoted some of their considerable skills to a wider range of issues. Livy was a contemporary of the most famous imperial figure in Roman history, Augustus. However, he was not part of the senatorial elite, nor was he directly associated with politics. Yet, it is perhaps not accidental that he chose to write a monumental history of Rome, which ran into 142 books. Unfortunately, more than 100 of these books were lost, and some survive only in summaries written by later authors. In its entirety, the work traced the history of Rome from its legendary origins. Tacitus was closely associated with imperial administration and a well-known orator. His annals delineated the history of the Roman Empire for about 50 years. The work begins with the end of the reign of Augustus and represents the concerns of the military administrative elite, its preoccupations with questions of succession and the role of the army in political affairs. What distinguishes his account is that although he was an insider, he was often critical of imperial policies and intrigues. In other words, his work suggests that the Roman elite was by no means a homogeneous entity. In conclusion, we may say that the accounts of classical writers provide us with some of the earliest instances of raising and addressing questions of authenticity and plausibility. They also tried to give possible historical explanations. It is interesting to note that the histories provided by them are not simply eulogistic but are marked by anxieties about the present. They provided an enduring legacy of history writing, and their quest remains part of the historian's endeavor even after centuries. If you want to know more about any other topic of history, please leave it in the comment box so that we can come back with it. Thank you.